奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
主借着启示录告诉我们去教会所发生的种种问题。
Through the book of Revelations, the Lord reveals to us the various problems faced by the seven churches.
主叫我们不要成为这些问题的失败者。
The Lord tells us not to be the failures in these churches.
主要我们成为这些问题的得胜者。
The Lord wants us to be victorious over these problems.
我们请看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
我们读第九节到第十节。
Let us read verses 9 to 10. Verse 9, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
是没哪教会没有什么不好的行为被主责备的。
The church of Smyrna did not have any wrong behaviors that was criticized by the Lord.
他们面对的问题是苦难。
The problem that they were facing was tribulation.
但是他们靠着主的帮助得胜这些苦难。
But through the help of the Lord, they were victorious over these tribulation.
是什么苦难呢？
What kind of tribulation? First,
他们得胜患难和贫穷的苦。
They were victorious over tribulation and poverty.
贫穷，患难跟贫穷总是连在一起的。
Tribulation and poverty often comes together.
有患难跟着就有贫穷了。
When tribulation comes, poverty comes as well.
比如说有一个信徒他被抓关在监牢里面。
For example, if a believer was imprisoned,
那他家人的经济来源就受了影响，那就贫穷了。
And then the financial source of the family would be affected, and the family would become poor as a result.
或者老板知道你是一个基督徒。
Or if your employer knows that you are Christian,
那你很可能就失去这一份工作。
You might lose a job as a result.
那你要找一份理想的工作不容易。
It might be difficult for you to look for an ideal job.
那你就只好找最低层的苦力的工作。
Then you would have to find the lowest kind of work as a laborer.
那这样你的生活也一样会贫穷的。
Yeah, your life would be, you would end up in poverty as well.
所以贫穷可以说是我们信仰上的一个考验。
And therefore, poverty can be a trial in our life of faith.
在贫穷的日子里面，我们还能够坚持我们的信仰吗？
In times of poverty, can we still hold on to our faith?
我们在贫穷的日子里面会埋怨主吗？
Would we murmur against the Lord during times of poverty?
如果我们真的面对贫穷，
If we were truly faced with poverty,
我们要告诉自己不要埋怨，更不要埋怨我们的主。
We have to remind ourselves not to murmur and not to murmur against our Lord.
因为我们的主已经先为我们过着很贫穷的生活。
Because our Lord led a life of poverty for our sake.
他说
He said,
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，但人子没有枕头的地方。
Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
他甘心为了我们而过这么贫苦的生活。
And for our sake, he was willing to lead such a life of poverty.
那么为了我们的主，我们岂不是也愿意过贫穷的生活而不放弃我们的信仰吗？
Should we not also be willing to live a life of poverty and not give up on our faith?For the sake of our Lord.
我们请看路加福音第六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
二十节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 20. Luke chapter 6 verse 20. Then he lifted up his eyes towards his disciples and said, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣很清楚地告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus tells us very clearly.
你们贫穷的人有福了。
Blessed are you poor.
很多人跟从耶稣都是贫穷的人。
There were many poor who were poor that followed Jesus.
他们大部分都希望主能够祝福给他们食物。
Many of them hope that the Lord will bless them with food.
让他们的生活不用那么那样的贫苦。
So that they did not need to live such a life of poverty anymore.
如果能够，我们没有人愿意过贫苦的生活的。
If given a chance, none of us are willing to live a life of poverty.
因为我们不认为贫穷是一个福气。
Because we do not think that being poor is a blessing.
如果你知道贫穷是个福气，你还会嫌弃贫穷吗？
If you knew or realized that being poor was a blessing, would you mind being poor?
所以主耶稣在这里告诉我们一个很让人很惊讶的道理。
And therefore over here, the Lord Jesus tells us a teaching that astonished the listeners.
大家都认为贫穷是个苦。
Because everyone felt that being poor was a suffering.
我们祈求主祝福我们，让我们不要贫穷，让我们成为富足。
We need to ask the Lord to bless us so that we can come out of poverty.
但是主耶稣却告诉我们，
But the Lord Jesus tells us,
你们贫穷的人有福了。
Blessed are you poor.
为什么呢？
Why?
什么福？
What kind of blessings?
主耶稣说，因为神的国是你们的。
For yours is the kingdom of heaven.
贫穷的人是比较容易进天国的。
It is easier for the poor to enter the kingdom of God.
这是主耶稣说的。
These were the words of Jesus.
他说财主进天国是难的。
It is difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以你们在座的财主不要误会，不是说你们不能够进天国，是比较难进天国。
Those who are rich seated among here, please do not be mistaken. It is difficult, not impossible.
事实上我们看到有许多财主进天国的。
In reality, we see that there were many rich who have entered the kingdom of heaven.
因为他们不被这个钱财来迷惑，来捆绑他们的心。
Because they were not weighed down by their riches.
但不是很多人能够脱离这种钱财的捆绑和迷惑。
But not many people can escape from the bondage and being weighed down by their riches.
所以他进天国比较难。
And therefore, it is difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
但是贫穷的人一无所有啊。
But the poor have nothing.
他只有耶稣基督是他的安慰，是他的盼望。
They only have Jesus as their source of comfort and hope.
我们有一些地方的教会真的是贫穷的教会。
There are we have some churches in certain places that are really poor.
我们在那个地方教会的信徒都是贫穷的。
And the members there are very poor.
所以他们常常是饿肚肚子祷告的。
Very often they would need to go hungry and pray.
那有一些是带着病痛祷告的。
And some of them have sicknesses while they are praying.
他们流的眼泪多过他们说的话。
The tears that they have shed would be more than the words that they have spoken.
他们祷告没有什么话可以说。
They would not have much to say when they pray.
但是他们的心灵却多么的迫切来信依靠主。
But they have such a desire to put their hope in Jesus.
他们想到主耶稣的贫穷。
When they recall to mind the poverty of our Lord.
他们想到主耶稣在十字架上的苦。
And when they recall to mind the sufferings of our Lord on the cross.
他们的心灵对主就充满感谢，没有一点的埋怨。
They are filled with thanksgiving and they do not murmur against God.
所以他们甘愿为主过着这种贫穷的生活，没有祈求说主改变他们，让他们成为富足。
And therefore they are willing to suffer poverty. They do not ask the Lord to change the environment for them.
他们在物质上真的是贫穷的。
And they do not have much possession.
但是在灵性上他们却是那么样的富足。
But spiritually they are rich.
他们真的能够得胜这种贫苦。
And they are truly victors of poverty.
相反的，我们有一些地方的教会真的是很富足的。
On the contrary, we have some churches that are really rich.
信徒都很有钱。
Our members there are rich as well.
比如说我们新加坡教会。
Just like the church in Singapore.
不是我说的。有一个台湾传道来说，你们新加坡教会是有钱的教会。
This is not said by me, it's said by a Taiwanese preacher. He said that Singapore members are rich.
不过我知道 我们新加坡教会真的是没有遭遇什么灾难。
But I know for a fact that we have not met with any tribulation.
我们也不怎么样的贫穷。
We are not really poor.
贫穷的人，政府也有很多的福利给他们，帮助他们。
Even if you are poor, the government have their benefits to help them.
好像我们住三房式的哈，有很多福利拿的。
Those who live in three-room flats, the government often provides many of these benefits.
如果那些有病的或者没有依靠的，他们也可以申请很多的津贴，帮助他们的生活的。
For those who are sick, they can apply for help from the government.
所以我们不是怎么样的贫穷。
And therefore, from this point of view, we are not really poor.
但是我们却看到有些信徒在祷告里面却是没有力量。
But we see that there are some members who do not have much strength in their prayers.
祷告很懒散，没有一点的迫切。
They are very lax in their prayers. There is no sense of urgency.
听到呢是昏昏欲睡的。
When they are listening to sermons, they are almost falling asleep.
只是等待传道说阿门的时候。
They are waiting for the preacher to end the sermon with Amen.
都过钟了还不讲阿们。
It's already over time. You should say amen.
有些人就看传道娘了，怎么还没有给传道信呢？
Some people will look at the preacher's wife and think in their mind, why hasn't the preacher's wife given the signal to the preacher to stop?
那有些甚至心里还存着许多的埋怨。
There are others who are filled with murmur in their hearts.
我们在物质上是富足的。
With regards to physical possessions, we are rich.
但是在灵性上，我们却是那么样的贫穷。
But spiritually, we are in poverty.
但是我们看士美拿教会。
But when we look at the church in Smyrna,
他们有许多患难和贫苦。
They had to endure much tribulation and poverty.
但是他们靠主得胜这些患难和贫穷。
But through the help of the Lord, they overcame tribulation and poverty.
他们得到主的称赞。
They were praised by the Lord.
这是我们要学习的。
This is what we ought to learn.
第二
，Secondly,
他们得胜被毁谤的苦。
They were able to overcome being maligned.
主对他们说
，The Lord Jesus told them.
我也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话。
I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not.
士美拿的犹太人对基督徒说了很多毁谤的话。
The Jews in Smyrna blasphemed the Christians there.
他们甚至制造很多的是非来诬赖这些基督徒。
And they created, invented many lies, to bring charges against the Christians.
让这些基督徒受逼迫。
So that the Christians had to undergo, persecution.
所以主说
,Therefore the Lord said,
他们其实不是犹太人，乃是撒旦议会的人。
And therefore the Lord said that they are not Jews, but a synagogue of Satan.
犹太人本来就是神的子民。
The Jews were originally the people of God.
但是现在他们却甘愿成为魔鬼的子民，被魔鬼利用来攻击主的百姓。
But now they would willingly be the people of Satan to blaspheme the people of God.
所以主耶稣说他们其实是撒旦议会的人。
And therefore the Lord said that they are in reality a synagogue of Satan.
他们不是站在神这一边，反而是站在撒旦那一边来攻击主的子民。
They were not on the side of God, but rather they were on the side of Satan attacking the people of God.
今天有一些地方教会也一样受到许多的攻击和毁谤。
There are certain churches that also suffer this kind of attacks and persecutions.
反对的人甚至故意制造很多的是是非非来诬赖这一些基督徒。
Those who oppose us, they invent lies to harm us.
说他们是犯法的。
They will claim that we have gone against the law.
说他们做的是违背政府的事情的。
And they will claim that we have done things, that is illegal, going against the government.
我们新加坡教会有一段时间也是面对这种的毁谤。
There was a period of time when we had to endure such charges from our opposition as well.
甚至要向新加坡政府来控告我们教会是非法的。
And they even accused us to the Singapore government saying that we were illegal.
所以我们为主常常会受到这一些 毁谤的话。
And very often we had to suffer such kind of accusations for the sake of the Lord.
但主说，我知道他们所说的毁谤的话。
And the Lord said here, I know the blasphemy that they have spoken.
那这些是我们受毁谤的人最大的安慰。
And this is the greatest comfort that we can have.
我们的主知道我们是被冤枉的。
Our Lord knows that we have been maligned.
我们是被诬赖的。
And these people have falsely accused us.
我们是被毁谤的。
And that we have been blasphemed.
不要认为这是一种苦，要认为这是一种的福。
Let us not think that this is a suffering, but rather think of this as a blessing.
这种的思想是主耶稣说的。
Because this is what the Lord Jesus taught us.
请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
十一节。
Verse 11. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake.
如果我们是做坏事，或者我们到处惹是生非，那被人家毁谤，可以说那是活该。
If we were reviled because we went about doing evil and creating problems, then we deserve it.
但是如果我们是因为主的缘故被人家辱骂，被人家捏造各样的坏话来毁谤，主耶稣说你们就有福了。
But if for the sake of the Lord we are reviled and persecuted and all kinds of evil are being said against us, the Lord Jesus tells us here that we are blessed.
当然被毁谤的时候我们心里是很难受的了。
Of course, when we are reviled and all kinds of evil are being said against us, we would feel terrible.
有一些真的是一种的诬赖，我们真的是被冤枉的，但是没有人家相信。
In some cases, we are truly, the other party has falsely accused us and nobody believes us.
这个时候你的心灵就更苦了。
Now, then you would suffer even more.
你就会想，为什么我要受这样的苦呢？为什么我要被人家这样的冤枉？为什么主不帮助我们呢？
You would think to yourself, why do I need to suffer all these accusations? Why does the Lord not help me?
那你就要想起主耶稣所说的话。
Then you would have to remember the words of the Lord.
你是为你自己被毁谤吗？还是你是为了信仰，为了主被毁谤呢？
Have you been reviled for your own sake, or have you been reviled for the sake of the Lord?
如果是因为你的过错，那你就应该要改过，那就没有这种毁谤咯。
If it was your own fault, then you would need to change yourself, and nobody will speak against you anymore.
但是如果你是为主受毁谤的，那不要紧。
But if you were reviled for the sake of the Lord,
那主会祝福你的。
The Lord will bless you.
在民数记十二章里面
，In Numbers chapter 12，
那是米利安跟亚伦毁谤摩西。
Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses。
有时候别人毁谤我们，我们可以忍耐啊。最难受的就是家人来毁谤我们。
If it were other people that were speaking against us, we could still endure it. But if it were our own family members, we would feel terrible.
因为别人不是很清楚你啊，所以他讲的不一定是对了。
Because other people do not know you well, they might have not spoken accurately.
可是你的家人是最了解你的。
But your own family members would know you well.
所以家人的毁谤成为更有力的一个毁谤。
And therefore, when your own family members speak against you, their words carry much weight.
那些人说
，Those people would say,
哎，是你的哥哥讲的。
These words were spoken by your older brother.
是你的亲姐姐说的。
Your own elder sister said this.
所以这个时候你心里就更加的难受，对不对？
You will feel even more terrible.
那你要怎么办？
How will you respond?
找哥哥，找姐姐算账。
Will you look for your brother and sister and reason with them?
那我们看到摩西没有找他的哥哥姐姐来算账。
And we see that Moses did not confront his siblings.
甚至他都不愿意说话。
In fact, he refused to speak up.
不是他没有话说。
It was not because he had nothing to speak about.
但是他认为不需要说了。
But he felt that there was no need to speak up for himself.
可是在这个时候，神为摩西说话。
But at this point in time, the Lord spoke up.For Moses.
神对亚伦跟米利安说
The Lord said to Aaron and Miriam,
你们这样的毁谤我的仆人，你不怕吗？
Were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
有时候我们忘记了
Sometimes we forget.
我们一不高兴，我们就发泄我们心里的不满。
When we are angry, we display our displeasure.
但是主告诉我们
，But the Lord tells us，
他在看，他在听。
He is watching. He is listening.
你这样的毁谤，这样的发怒，你不怕吗？
Are you not afraid to speak against the other person?
当然就是因为你不怕对方，所以你才这么大胆的来毁谤他了。
Of course, it is because you're not afraid of the other party, which is why you have spoken against them.
那些有势力的人，你不敢毁谤他的，你只好忍气吞声了。
Those who are in power, you would not dare to speak against them. You would just swallow down your pride.
但是那些你认为可以欺负的，你就大小声再乱骂一下。
But those whom you think you can bully, you will raise your voice and speak against them.
所以你看，有许多的男人在外面头低低，回到家里去抓老婆孩子来发脾气。
There are many men who go out to work and they do not speak up against their bosses, but when they are home, they vent all their frustrations on their wife and their children.
这是不应该的。
Of course, this ought not to be the case.
你不怕人，那难道你不怕神吗？
You are not afraid of man, but should you not be afraid of God?
但是偏偏我们就是忘记了神。
But very often we forget about God.
所以神显现对亚伦尼利安说话的时候，
And therefore when the Lord appeared and spoke to Aaron and Miriam,
他们才害怕。
Then they started to fear.
但怕也没有用了，因为刑法来了。
But being afraid was already too late because punishment had come.
尼利安立刻长麻风了。
And Miriam became a leper as a result.
亚伦他就立刻认罪悔改，求神赦免。
And Aaron immediately acknowledged his sin and asked the Lord for forgiveness.
所以这件事情告诉我们。
This event tells us.
如果你是为主而受毁谤的。
If you were reviled for the sake of the Lord.
那有一天主会为你伸冤的。
Now one day the Lord will avenge you.
所以保罗勉励我们。
And therefore Paul encourages us.
所以我们宁愿让步，不需要去计较，更不需要去斗争。
We would rather give in, rather than to fight for ourselves.
你相信我们的主，他会祝福我们的。
We believe that the Lord will bless us.
有一天他会为我们伸冤的。
And there will be a day when we will avenge us.
好，第三
，Thirdly，
他们得胜必不得苦。
They were able to overcome the suffering of persecution.
在第十节告诉我们
，Verse 10 tells us，
他说魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里。
Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison.
这是魔鬼煞意近百的诡计。
This was the devil's ploy of causing fear among the rest by throwing some, by punishing some.
他以为只要把这几个人关在监牢里面，甚至把他们杀了，那么其他的人看见了，他们就会害怕，不敢信耶稣了。
He thought that as long as he imprisoned some or even killed them, the rest would be afraid and deny the Lord.
但是这个几个人，他们听从主的话。
But these few, listened to the words of the Lord.
主早就告诉他们。
The Lord had already told them.
你们将要受的苦。你不用怕。
Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer.
你要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
所以当他们真的被抓、被杀的时候
，And then when they were captured and when they were killed,
他们不惧怕，他们不放弃他们的信仰。
They were not afraid, or nor did they give up on their faith.
他们靠主得胜了。这一些迫害
，and through the Lord they were able to overcome these tribulations.
他们在那个时刻做了一个美好的见证
，and at that point in time they gave a wonderful testimony.
他们的见证感动了很多的人
，and because of their testimony, many others were moved.
让那一些本来在害怕、犹豫不决的人坚定了他们的信心。
The rest were afraid or sitting on the fence, they were resolved to hold on to their faith.
主预先告诉他们
，The Lord had told them beforehand,
你们要被试炼。
You will be tested.
这个试炼是很大的。
And this testing will be a severe one.
魔鬼要把你们放在监里面。
The devil is going to throw some of you into prison.
而且你们还要受患难十日。
And you will have tribulation 10 days.
那要怎么样胜过呢？
How shall you overcome?
你务要至死忠心。
Be faithful until death.
所以主耶稣已经先预备他们的心。
The Lord had already prepared them.
免得当患难临到的时候，他们以为主不理他们。
So that when tribulation comes upon them, they would not think that the Lord had forsaken them.
因为主丢弃了他们。
So that they would not think that the Lord had left them.
但是主告诉他们。
But the Lord told them.
这一切仍然是在主的手中掌管的。
All these events are still under the control of our Lord.
但是他们必须要被试炼。
But first they had to undergo testing.
所以主知道我们所遭遇的一切。
The Lord knows all that we suffer.
或者说这一些的患难都是主许可的。
I can put it this way, that these tribulations has been approved by the Lord.
是在主的掌管里面的。
They are all under the control of the Lord.
那你怎么知道主掌管呢？
How do you know that it is all under the control of our Lord?
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus says here,
魔鬼要把你们中间几个人放在监里。
The devil is about to throw some of you into prison.
这几个人说明了这是主在掌管。
Some of you shows that this event is under the control of our Lord.
主不允许魔鬼陷害所有的人。
The Lord did not allow the devil to harm everyone.
当然反对的人最好是把你们统统都抓掉。
Of course, it would be best for the opposition to throw every one of you into prison.
不能够抓所有的信徒，就抓所有的传道负责人。
Even if I cannot capture every believer, I would try to capture all the preachers or all the leaders.
牢房大概不足够容纳这么多信徒了。
The prison might not be able to accommodate every believer.
但是一定足够抓那些负责人跟传道。
But it will definitely be able to accommodate all the preachers and the leaders.
但是主不允许。
But the Lord did not allow.
主允许他们抓几个。
The Lord only allowed the devil to throw some into prison.
这就证明主在背后掌管这一切。
This shows that the Lord is still in control.
魔鬼没有办法伤害所有的人。
The devil is not allowed to harm everyone.
那么那几个人是不是很倒霉？
Were those few who suffered, unfortunate?
当然你认为他们是倒霉啦。
Of course you could say that they were unfortunate.
怎么偏偏抓我不抓他？
Why was I captured? Why didn't the authorities capture him instead?
他的老婆就说怎么不抓我抓他好了，这几个人是主特别拣选的见证人。
These few were the witnesses that the Lord had specially chosen.
不是每一个人都能够为主殉道的。
Not everyone can be a martyr for Christ.
只有某一些人才有这种资格。
Only a select few are given this honor.
这几个人是主特别拣选，因为主知道他们特别坚强。
These few were specially chosen by the Lord because the Lord knows that they have faith strong enough to withstand.
他们是愿意为主至死忠心的。
And these people were willing to be faithful until death.
他们可以为主打这美好的战。
And they will be able to fight the good fight for the Lord.
主也会赐能力帮助他们的。
And the Lord will also give them strength to help them.
所以主说你们不用怕。
And therefore the Lord says, do not fear.
因此当这些事情发生的时候，
And therefore when these things happen,
真的就如主所说的，
It is as what the Lord said.
我们当中有几个人被抓了，
There were some amongst us that have been captured.
但是这几个人真的是那么样的坚强，
But these few have held firm to their faith.
他们真的给我们看到一个美好的见证。
They have shown they have been a good witness to all of us.
想起主说的话，看见他们的见证。
When we recall to mind the words of the Lord and we look at their beautiful testimony.
他们的信心就得到坚固起来，得到帮助了。
The rest of the members' faith would be strengthened.
也许有一天，我们也要这样被试炼。
Perhaps one day we will also have to undergo such kind of testings.
我们教会有一些地方已经面对这一些的试炼。
We have some churches in certain places that are already undergoing such tests.
所以我们要读启示录。
Therefore, we ought to read the book of Revelation.
特别就知道关于教会所要面对的种种的问题。
Especially the various problems, that the church would have to face.
看到主耶稣怎么样在这个时候给我们勉励。
when we see the encouragement given by the Lord during this time.
那我们要抓住主的话，要把主的话放在我们的心里面。
We ought to hold on tight to the words of the Lord and keep them in our heart.
那面对这些试炼的时候，我们就能够成为得胜的，而不是失败的。
And then when we, then we will be victors and not failures when we face with such tribulations.
主说，你们必受患难十日。
The Lord says you will have tribulation 10 days.
有人说十日就是一个月的三分之一。
Some people say that 10 days would be 1/3 of a month.
那就是表示是很短的时期了。
It is a very short period of time.
那有人说这个十日在历史上来说是指基督徒面对罗马皇帝的10次的大逼迫。
There are some people who say that these 10 days is a symbolic of the 10 tribulations that the Roman emperors inflicted on the Christians.
当然他们看不到这十次的大逼迫，他们那个时候只是看到第一次的大逼迫。
Of course, not all the Christians or these Christians here would not have encountered all 10 tribulations or persecutions. They would have only encountered one.
第一次的罗马皇帝的大逼迫就是尼罗王的逼迫，那是在主后54年。
The first Christian persecution by the Roman Emperor was by Emperor Nero in the year 54 AD.
他下令烧了这个罗马城，但是他推赖说这是基督徒做的。
He set fire on the city of Rome and then blamed it on the Christians.
那么基督徒就被抓被杀了。
And the Christians were then imprisoned and some of them were killed.
那个时候为主殉道的基督徒很多。
There were many Christians then who were martyred for the sake of Christ.
这是他们第一次面对的大逼迫。
This was the first great persecution that they had to undergo.
那以后还有9次大逼迫。
And then there were 9 other occasions when they were heavily persecuted by the Roman Emperor.
第十次是最惨暴的一个逼迫。
And the 10th persecution was the most severe.
那是大约在主后284年。
It was in the year 284 AD.
那是皇帝昭各天下令逼迫这一些基督徒。
It was the Roman Emperor Diocletian that persecuted the Christians.
他强迫他们要跪拜这些罗马皇帝的像，把他当作神来拜。
And he commanded that all the Christians should worship the image of the emperor as God.
他毁坏所有的教堂。
He destroyed all the churches.
他抓了所有能够抓到的那些教会的领袖。
He captured all the Christian leaders that he could capture.
那些信徒都一一的被迫害。
All the Christians were persecuted.
这第十次的大迫害啊，真的就好像是黎明前最黑暗的一段时间。
This can be likened to the darkest point in time before the sunrise.
因为到了313年。
Because in the year 313,
罗马皇帝君士坦丁信主了。
The Roman Emperor Constantine came to believe.
他宣布他是基督徒。
He declared that he was a Christian.
他下令不准为难基督徒。
And he also gave an imperial edict not to persecute Christians.
那时候基督徒才松了一口气。
That was the point in time when the Christians were finally able to breathe a sigh of relief.
当然历史上不止这十次逼迫了。
Of course, we know that throughout history there were more than 10 persecutions.
但这十次是大的逼迫。
But these 10 persecutions was considered great persecution.
所以有人说啊，主在这里说的他们要受患难十日，是不是指这十大逼迫呢？
Therefore, some people ask, are these ten days a reference or symbolic reference to the 10 persecutions?
我们不在乎是对还是错。
We are not concerned which is the correct interpretation.
但是我们看到教会真的在历史当中不断的受这一些逼迫。
But we know that the church was constantly persecuted throughout history.
主已经事先告诉了他们了。
The Lord had already told them beforehand.
尤其是到末世的时候，
especially in the last days,
我们要面对的是更大的灾难，更大的逼迫。
We are going to face greater persecutions and greater tribulations.
那主说这些不是要来恐吓我们。
And the Lord Jesus warns us of these things not to frighten us.
但是却告诉我们这是我们要面对的试炼。
But rather to tell us that this is the actual tribulation or the trials that will come upon us.
他要我们得胜这一切的 迫害。
He wants us to be victorious over this tribulation.
所以我们必须要抓紧主的话。
Let us hold on to the words of Jesus.
要不然我们没有办法站立得住。
Otherwise, we would not be able to stand firm.
在教会的历史里面有一个传说。
There was this legend and in church history.
当时罗马军队里面啊有四十个兵丁他们相信耶稣。
That there were 40 Roman soldiers, who had believed in Christ.
但是被发现被抓了。
They were discovered and they were imprisoned.
罗马皇帝当然很生气处死他们。
The Roman emperor was angry and put all of them to death.
把他们投在河里面让他们在冰冷的天气河流里面慢慢冻死。
The Roman emperor put them all in the river during winter so that they would die of the cold.
然后给他们一个机会。
And he gave them a chance to save themselves.
如果你们受不了，你们可以跑上来。
If you cannot take it anymore, you can come on shore, onto the shore.
那你就可以得救了。
Then your life will be spared.
但是我们看到四十个兵丁他们都在河里面。忍受这一些苦害。
But these 40 soldiers, they endured the cold in the river.
但是到最后的时候有一个忍受不了跑上来了。
But towards the end, there was a soldier who could not take it anymore and came onto the shore.
但是有一个兵丁却从岸上跑下去了。
But there was another soldier who went into the river.
所以他们两个相遇的时候。
And when they met each other,
这个跑上去说我都跑上来为什么你还跑下去
The one who came out of the river asked the one who was going down into the river, why are you going into the river?
那个跑下来的对他说
The one who went down into the water told him,
如果你听见我所听见的看见我所看见的你不会跑上来的。
If you had heard and seen what I had seen and heard, then you would not have come onto the shore.
他就问你看见什么听见什么
So the other soldier asked him, what have you seen and heard?
这个跑下去就对他说
The one who went into the was going down into the water told him,
你有看见那些天使在那边歌唱吗
Did you not see the angels singing?
四十个殉道者
40 martyrs
四十个冠冕
40 crowns
那每一个在河里面的人头上都有一个冠冕
And every one of them in the river had a crown over their head
甚至有一个冠冕陷空因为那个人跑上来了。
But there was a crown that was hanging there because what you came out.
你不要，但是我要。
If you don't want the crown, I want to take the crown.、
有一天，我们也许真的会面对这样的考验。
There will be one day when we might have to face such a test.
当然，我们不一定要看到这个异象，我们才相信。
Of course, we do not need to actually see this vision to believe.
但是主借着启示录。已经告诉了我们。
But the Lord has already informed us through the book of Revelation.
你要至死忠心。
You must be faithful unto death.
我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
And then I will give you the crown of life.
我们都希望得到生命的冠冕。
All of us want to receive the crown of life.
让我们将来可以得救进入神的国。
So that we can enter the kingdom of heaven and be saved.
但是主耶稣告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus tells us.
生命的冠冕是赐给那一些至死忠心的人。
That the crown of life is only given to those who are faithful unto death.
如果你放弃了信仰。
If you give up on your faith.
那你怎么样得到这个生命的冠冕呢
How can you receive the crown of life?
那是不是我们一定要为主而死啊
Does it mean that all of us have to be martyrs for Christ?
这个你不用害怕。
You do not need to be afraid of this.
我刚才说了。
As I mentioned just now.
不是每一个人都有资格为主殉道。
Not everyone would be given the honor to die for the Lord.
这是主耶稣特别拣选的一些人。
These few were specially chosen by the Lord.
但是我们每一个人都要为主至死忠心。
But every one of us have to be faithful unto death.
从信主耶稣开始一直到我们死的那一天。
From the time we believe to the time we die.
我们都没有改变都没有放弃这个信仰。
We must not change our faith.
这就是在时间上至死忠心。
And this is what it means to be faithful unto death in terms of time.
所以你想到至死忠心，你不要立刻就想到啊，我要被杀，这么可怜，这么可怕。
When we think of the phrase being faithful unto death, let's not think that we would be killed and it's so frightening because all of us would have to be martyrs.
如果你真的是被拣选的,
if you are truly one of the few who are chosen,
要为主殉道的,
you are one of those who will be martyrs,
你根本都没有这种惧怕的,
you will not have fear.
你反而会觉得这是一种的荣幸。
In fact, you will find it an honor.
这些殉道者是很特别的见证人。
These martyrs were, they were special witnesses.
但是我们每一个人在时间上要至死忠心。
But in terms of, time, all of us have to be faithful unto death.
到死的那一天都没有改变，都没有放弃这个信仰。
We should not change our faith or give up on our faith to the day we die.
那主说。
Then the Lord will tell us.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
我们请看21章。
Let us turn to chapter 21.
启示录21章。
Revelation chapter 21.
第七跟第八节。
Verses 7 to 8. Revelation chapter 21, verses 7 to 8. Verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable,murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
当末日主再来审判的时候，
when the Lord comes to judge on the last day,
这些犯罪的人就要被丢在火湖里。
These sinners shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire.
这就是第二次的死。
This is the second death.
但是坚持信仰到底至死忠心的人，
but those who hold on to their faith unto death,
他们不必受第二次的死。
They shall not have to suffer the second death.
主要赐给他们生命的冠冕。
The Lord will give them the crown of life.
所以求主帮助我们，
May the Lord help us,
让我们能够在信仰上成为一个得胜者，
so that all of us can be victors in our life of faith.
让我们每个人都能够戴上这个生命的冠冕。
May all of us be able to put on this crown of life.
我们唱赞美诗442首。